This week, the head of the Small Business Association, or administration, has resigned. The head of the SBA, Linda McMahon, if you remember her from WWE fame, longtime friend of President Trump. President Trump has had lots and lots of fun at wrestling events that she has put on and has had a great time doing it. But she's stepping down from the role, and she's going to help with his reelection effort. This just happened a couple of days ago. Trump announced McMahon's plans from his Palm Beach estate. Sitting next to the former wrestling executive and Republican donor, Trump said she had done an outstanding job and said she would help us with the very important year and a half that we have coming up. McMahon, who was tapped for the job by Trump in late 2016, said it had been an honor to serve. Her plans were first reported by Politico. Trump said he would make a new nomination soon. McMahon and her husband, Vince, founded and built the World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc., now a publicly traded sports entertainment company. She also poured $100 million of her fortune into two unsuccessful bids for a U.S. Senate seat. That's a lot of money to try and buy a Senate seat. McMahon first backed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie for president, but she has known Trump for many decades and contributed $5 million to Trump's family charity, almost all of it in 2007, not during the presidential campaign. Of course, he participated in events, including the Battle of the Billionaires, during which he shaved Vince McMahon's head. After Trump secured the Republican nomination, McMahon became one of his most generous benefactors. By the way, the Small Business Administration, best known for the small business loans it makes and the disaster aid it provides to companies and entrepreneurs, is tasked with monitoring government officials' compliances with contract laws. Now, she is an original member of Trump's cabinet, and she has served largely under the radar in her more than 2 years at the agency. How did she operate under the radar? That's a really good question. Not many of Trump's cabinet members do. And I would say that she did absolutely nothing wrong. Of course, the old programs that do not work went on and on, leaving hundreds of thousands of business startups without a dime to get going. Here are eight of the top government benefits and assistance programs available through the SBA. I'm going to go through these pretty quickly. First is called Guaranteed Loans. It sounds good. You can go to the website and you can apply for a loan. Small business owners who can't find reasonable financing may apply for the Guaranteed Loan Program under the Small Business Administration. Now, keep in mind, the SBA doesn't loan the money. All they do is guarantee the loan for a bank who is going to make you the loan. The trick is that the bank has to make you the loan first. In other words, they have to approve the loan first, and then the SBA will step in and guarantee the loan. You don't get the loan guarantee and then go to the bank and say, oh, I have an SBA loan guarantee. Can I get the loan now? It doesn't work that way. Qualified lending partners reduce risk through the program because the SBA guarantees the loan will be repaid. The owner of the business has to guarantee the loan personally. And that's usually done by putting a lien on their home or their business, like the real estate of the business. When the businesses fail, and 90% of them do in the first 2 years, the SBA forecloses on their homes. A lot of homes disappeared into the SBA. Lots. Also, they connect borrowers. Now, small businesses can locate SBA-qualified lenders and other government sources of financing through government and private company websites. I have the link for those websites in the notes. You can always get my notes by going to tfrlive.com/X2 radio and clicking on the notes tab. any one of the episodes in 2019 have the same link. You click on that link, it takes you to a calendar. You click on the calendar date, and it will open my notes. So I use sometimes 50 pages of notes. There are perhaps 5 or 6 dozen links in those notes. If you want to do extra research, you can do it on your own. Now, less than 2% of banks know how to process a 504 or a 7A loan. One is for real estate improvements and the other is for equipment. Again, startups are excluded from this program. Okay, you got to have 2 years of contiguous profits to qualify. So these first two, they don't apply to you. Unless, of course, you have a paid for piece of property you want to put up as collateral. The third is called a surety bond. Now, those of you that have had any dealings with money finders out there at all, you're going to run across this program. A surety bond is a type of insurance that assures a task will be completed for a contractor's client if the contractor is unable to finish a job because of various reasons. The SBA provides these bonds that cover these bids. In other words, it's basically a performance bond. However, as a business startup, you don't have a track record. That means these bonds are very high risk, and most underwriters will not underwrite these types of bonds. So they don't work for startups. Don't ever fall for it. Don't ever buy an insurance wrap for a loan for a startup. It does not work. All right. The next one is called venture capital investments. Now, this is probably the most important one. This is by far the most effective way to fund a startup business. But there are 3 drawbacks to it, and I need to make you aware of them if you're planning on starting a business and you're planning on talking to a venture capital firm or a venture capital investor. The venture capital company, or the VC, is going to take a majority share ownership in your business. Get used to it. They're not going to be a minority shareholder in your company, okay? This gives them the right to sell their interest to anyone they want to, including your competitors. The venture capitalists can also take your company public by doing what's called a reverse merger with a public corporation. This is what Tesla did. They did a reverse merger with a publicly traded corporation, which allowed them to sell shares on the open market. Believe me, it almost killed them. I'll tell you the story, but it almost killed them. Shareholders were not happy. The initial offering is hyped for a short period of time as you introduce your new product. The VC then sells his stock into the market on the hype, diluting your company and driving your stock from a couple of dollars per share to less than a penny. You will never raise another dime through public offerings unless you keep issuing press releases to try to influence the market to buy your shares. And the third one is the venture capital company can buy short contracts against your company. Yeah, they own shares in your company, but they know you're not going to be successful. So they short your company, and then they wait for you to go out of business, providing them a huge tax-exempt return while you go out of business. By the way, the Securities and Exchange Commission stopped prosecuting investors who short sell shares of your company without even owning them. It's called naked shorting. During the Obama administration, they just stopped prosecuting for it. Well, because Wall Street was shoveling millions and millions of dollars into the DNC to make sure that nobody got prosecuted for it. Yes, more than 6,000 small businesses were completely eviscerated in the first 2 years alone of the Obama administration by venture capitalists, naked shorting publicly traded companies that were trying to get started. All right, the next thing that can be provided is guidance. SBA can provide small business owners and startups a wealth of information through their resources. However, entrepreneurs can learn more about starting a business, writing a business plan, choosing a business structure, business laws, and other valuable materials just by watching YouTube. It's all free. It's all available. Stay up late at night. You'll know everything there is to know about it, and you don't even need the SBA. How do I do this? I speak from experience. 7 different states, multiple companies, multiple applications to the SBA. I know the process intimately, and I'm telling you, the SBA is almost completely responsible for wiping out business startups off the face of the earth in the United States of America. They don't exist. I got 3 more. One's called Research Grant. Small businesses involved in scientific research and development could receive federal grants. There are 2 kinds. One's called the SBIR, and the other's called the STTR, Small Business Innovation Research Grants and Small Business Technology Transfer Grants. I have been in business for 30 years and have been involved with more than a dozen SBIR and STTR programs. None of them ever received a single dime to a small business. In fact, 91% of the money issued under these programs went to businesses that pledged 10% of the funds in advance back to the DNC or charities associated with the Democrat Party. If you're not a donor or work through the DNC party bundler, you will never, ever qualify for these grants. By the way, it is illegal for your congressman to assist you in any way with these grants. I have had them hang up the phone on me when my congressman joined the call. Second to the last is Help for Veterans, a small and veteran business programs under the Department of Veterans Affairs Council assist and protect veterans who have small businesses. Long story short, if you're not a woman or a minority, in other words, if you're white, you need not apply for these programs. Read the guidelines at sam.gov to confirm this fact. Check the wrong box, and your application will never be approved. End of story on Help for Veterans. Also, tax benefits for hiring the disabled. Small business owners may receive tax credits for deductions for expenditures on access for the handicapped. I can tell you right now, I received $15 million in tax credits from the state of Kentucky. They were worthless. They're not transferable to your investors, and they are of no value unless you make a profit, which you're not going to as a startup business. So here's the bottom line. Linda McMahon resigned because America is still at the lowest level of startup businesses in its 344-year history. There are only 400 investors in America capable of writing equity checks to startup businesses in excess of $50 million. And none of them, that is 0.0, are supporting startups outside of tech and software. Linda resigned because the laws and regulations are written by fascists for fascists. Take that to the bank. If you want to start up a business, you better get 2 jobs. You better save up your money, and when you have enough to start your business, do it. And don't forget to make use of the highest probability source of startup capital in America today. You better play the lottery. Of course, you can always get a $1 million loan from your dad and start your business that way. Good luck, everyone.